Welcome to Tech Talk, y'all.
Hi, and welcome to Tech Talk, y'all, season 12, episode 311. I'm Adam Walker.
And I'm Sanjay Park, and I'm just now thinking of 311 songs.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of too. Yeah, is that why you paused before you said anything? You're like,
I did.
It's like, did he forget his name again? Like, is that what's happening right now?
So, that's a pretty good guess when that happens. But yeah, what is that song? There's that one 311 song that
I couldn't even sing in my head. Yeah, there's the lyrics go way too fast on 311 songs for me to keep up. But they're great. So, man, we've got a great show for you today. Three kind of segments. We got weird and wacky, and I'm excited about my tech rec. I've tested out quite a few in this particular category. I'm going to give you the best one that I found so far. I'm excited about your tech rec, which we'll also talk about.
I don't even know what your tech rec is. I see the name.
Yeah, of it. That's going to be great. You're going to love it. But let's just go ahead and dive in with something we don't like. Sanjay, how are you feeling about this first article? You excited about it?
I really don't like it. First up, court rules, automakers can record and intercept owner text messages. You heard that right. Mm. You plug in your phone into your car or connect it up, and now your automaker can have access to all your stuff.
Yeah,
that's fine. That's totally fine. Oh, and they can give it to law enforcement if they ask for it.
Yeah,
that's fine. That's totally
That's not great.
Oh, also, you don't have any way of deleting that or removing it from that. Oh, that's fine. That's totally fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
In case you're wondering, that was all sarcasm. That's not fine. None of those things.
I think the lesson, where does it stop, right? Like, if you connect to a Bluetooth speaker, can that speaker then collect all of your stuff? Like, is it anything that your phone is connected through? I mean, what about AirPods? Can AirPods start to store data somehow? I mean, like where does it stop?
Yeah.
You know, like, it doesn't make any sense to me. To me, these are all extensions of your phone, and the same privacy should apply, right?
Right. And we've talked about this with Sonos and their changes in their privacy policies. You reminded me of this because you said Bluetooth speaker, and they collect a bunch of data
based on
what you're using Sonos speakers for. So,
you're not as much a fan anymore of Sonos because of their stance on privacy and taking all that stuff. So
I'm really reticent, but we have a bunch of Sonos speakers and
it's hard to,
work really, really well. And it's just like, come on, why can't you just not be,
don't be dummies? Don't be that person.
Yeah.
Speaking of being that person, or somebody's unhappy to be that person, Rivian blames quote, fat finger for infotainment bricking software update. So Rivian pushed out a software update. It apparently stalled partway through the update on a lot of vehicles and bricked the infotainment component of the car. Now, the car was apparently still drivable, mostly. They didn't really define what
cases.
In most cases, which that is a little terrifying in and of itself. But basically, they pushed the wrong update out, which is like, I feel like that's easily avoidable,
So, things happen. You probably should have tested before you did this full on.
Right.
But I do appreciate the fact that their VP of software engineering posted on Reddit, on the Rivian subreddit, saying, we messed up.
We screwed up.
Our fault. They had the wrong build with the wrong security certificate sent out, and they canceled it as soon as they realized it. But that does mean a bunch of people have problems with their cars, and it's not as easy as just pushing up a new update.
Because it's totally bricked. It's got to go in.
Physical intervention.
Yeah.
It's got to be taken in somewhere to get fixed.
That's brutal.
I hate dunking on Rivian because, they're a hometown, home state company here in Rivian. They're building a huge plant.
Yeah,
but we had to talk about this. This is, this happens. This whole everybody's super excited about software over the air updates, but you know what? If you don't do software over the air updates, this doesn't happen because you've taken it to the dealer and they're doing the update. And when it bricks, they'll be like, let's fix this right now.
Yeah. But the flip side is on our cell phones, they've done software over the air updates for forever. And I've never even heard of someone having to take their phone in to get fixed. You're right. But I think the likelihood of it happening again becomes pretty slim at that point.
Yeah. And with phone updates, though, They have had issues before where it has required intervention.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe
for sure.
Not having to take it in. But the thing that they do, and I don't know if Rivian did the same thing, is that usually with most of these folks that end up having, you know, millions upon millions of installed machines, they'll be like, okay, we're going to take a super, super, super small slice of this.
Right.
Of just
a small
like
sample.
A thousand devices and only update those and make sure that they work.
And
then we'll do
screams.
Another like 5,000 and then maybe we'll do 10,000. And then like at that point they're comfortable and they're like, okay, let's do all of them.
Exactly. Exactly.
But maybe that's something that they are or are not doing in the automotive world and they need to. Next up, this is a great story talking about being in your car.
Yeah,
and now
so cool. Yeah.
Waze will start warning drivers about the most dangerous roads. So they've had years and years of data about where wrecks are and on what roads and slowdowns and things like that. So now they are going to warn drivers to be like, hey, this is not a safe road because people have a lot of accidents on this road. We're going to reroute you to a safer road. It might not be as fast, but it's going to be safer, definitely actually mean that it's faster because that means you're not going to be in a wreck.
Yeah. Well, or they'll alert the driver when they're like coming up on a spot that's typically like that's notorious for accidents. Like, hey, there's a lot of accidents at the merge ahead or whatever. Now, they also said if it's a road that you very commonly drive on, they're not going to alert you because you would know the hazards of like the roads near your house, for example. So this is more for like new roads that you haven't been down before or don't travel very much. So,
they're trying to not annoy the driver.
Yeah.
False,
or distract
notifications or distract.
Right. Yeah.
But I think we've talked about this on Tech Talk Y'all before. Here's my challenge is that I've been a Waze user for a very long time. I think from before they were acquired by Google.
Oh yeah. Yeah. For sure,
Like, should I switch over to Google Maps? Because I feel like they're doing more stuff there. And then this kind of thing rolls out.
They've raised the game. Yeah.
Why is the game?
Waze? Oh,
but it makes me confused as to why is this rolling out in Waze but not in Google Maps? It doesn't make sense to me why these two products that are essentially the same thing, at least from
you've talked
a user
about that
standpoint,
before. I mean, they just keep them separate. We no idea why. So
yeah, and they keep killing off products that are not duplicative. Within Google, but these two.
Yeah, but Waze has such a huge user base and it's already well monetized with ads and everything too. So I think it makes it easier to keep it on because it's already cash flow positive, I'm sure. So
And they're probably not wanting to disrupt that by trying to make people move.
I wouldn't, but don't turn off the cash faucet. So speaking of cash faucets, Prime members can now get a one medical membership for $9 a month. And I'm gonna say this to all of you. If you are not 100% satisfied with your current doctor, do this. Like, I'm just like, I am so beyond impressed with One Medical. Oh my God. I've talked about it on the show before, but like everything, like the telehealth experience. I mean, like, okay, so two examples, right? One, it's literally the 3 a.m., the morning of my birthday. I wake up with the intense knowledge that I have a tremendous sinus infection. I get on my One Medical app, telehealth, and within 5 minutes, I'm talking to a nurse practitioner, and within 10 minutes, I have a prescription and I'm on the way to the 24-hour pharmacy. Like, it was amazing. So simple. And the nurse practitioner was in the same state that I'm in, which was amazing. So that's one story.
Yeah.
The other story is, like, when you go to a doctor's appointment at One Medical, like, you get there, and if your appointment's at 11, you're going to see them at 11 almost every time. And, like, the doctor walked up and he's like, Adam? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, hi, I'm your doctor so-and-so, and walks me back. And like, there's no preamble with the nurse, none of that garbage. It's like, literally, the doctor walks me back. We do our, you know, the doctor-patient thing. And then you walk out and you're done. And it's such a great experience. So I'm a huge fan. It's worth checking out if you're not actively, you know, loving your doctor. So there you go.
And I will tell listeners, this is not a paid advertisement for One Medical. They are not compensating us in any way, shape, or form.
No.
And I've got One Medical too, but I've not actually gone in like you have.
Okay.
Into the office. I think I've done I've not even done the telemedicine thing. I've actually just chatted with him back and forth on the app.
Oh yeah.
And it's been super helpful, even just that way.
Yeah, it's great.
It's been quite some time, but I feel like I remember your story about this, about going into One Medical. I need to, probably the next time I have something that I need a real quick thing, I'm either going to do the telemedicine thing or actually go in.
Yeah, I was so impressed. So impressed.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. Next up, something I'm impressed with, hopefully when it rolls out, Aliro, I think that's how you say it. It's, you know, a new made up name.
It's Aliro.
Could unlock a new... Aliro.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Could unlock a new future for smart locks and digital keys. So some of you that have Apple-y devices have been dealing with this before, and you know, ways of unlocking locks with your watch or your phone or whatever. But they're trying to standardize all this. And this is the two largest lock manufacturers working across platforms with Apple, Google, and Samsung to build an open standard to control access to locks and allow open and be usable. So I really like this. And one of the manufacturers is Yale, which is owned by another company.
Good luck.
I think it's Asa, Abloy, whatever. And if listeners remember, and you heard this episode a while ago, I did recommend a Yale lock that I've got here at the house that I really, really like. I don't do the lock unlocking with a device. I just use the code on the device, but
Great.
Hopefully by buying some of these devices, they'll be upgradable in the future to be interoperable with this hopefully upcoming technology.
So speaking of devices you might want to buy, and I'm going to preamble this by saying I was scoffing at this at first, and then I watched their launch video. And now I kind of want one. I kind of
really.
So I kind of did. Yeah, I'll explain. So all right, former Apple designers launch $700 Humane AI pen as a smartphone replacement. So here, So
you sure it's not Humani?
Not Humani. Yeah, Humani. So
I made you pause for a second. Like, wait, is that how you say it?
Look back at it. Yeah. All right. So several things to unpack here. Okay. So this is a pen that you put on your shirt or your jacket or whatever, or clip to your bag or hat or whatever. And in a couple of things, you hold your hand in front of it and it will do a laser display on your hand of like the time and date. And then you can like tilt your hand up and tap your finger and thumb together and like go to a different screen and tilt your hand to the right and tap your finger. Like you navigate that way, which is amazing to watch. But it also, like, it'll do phone calls. It'll do everything Siri can do, but I think probably better. Like, so you can say like, hey, where should I go to dinner tonight with Dave? And it'll remember that Dave likes sushi from previous conversations, and it'll recommend sushi restaurants. It'll play music in what they call like the audio bubble sort of near you. So it's like sort of other people could hear it, but it's like very quiet, you know, but it also goes loud. It'll record audio and video and take photos. So it's kind of almost a replacement for a GoPro in a lot of ways too, which is kind of a fascinating use case. So like all of that, like it's kind of amazing. My problems with it are it's $700 to start with, which, okay, that's fine.
Yep.
But then after that, you have to have basically a new cell phone number with it. So it's not your cell phone number. So it's a new cell phone number through T-Mobile for $24 a month. Now that's unlimited texts and calls and whatever, but I mean, I don't need another $24 a month and I don't need another cell phone number. Like those are the bigger problems with it.
So that's another, what is it? $300 a year, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
On top of it.
So it's $1,000 year one to get into this thing.
I don't know. And the way you've explained it is it seems like it's yet another device that's going to annoy all the rest of us that don't have this device, because people are going to be doing things with their hands and having music play out of their chest stuff.
It really very much reminds me though of like, you know, Iron Man, and Iron Man has Jarvis, and Jarvis can like answer any question, and like it kind of reminds me of Jarvis much more so than any other thing I've interacted with or seen. So
the difference between Jarvis and this, are Jarvis, you can hear inside of the Iron Man.
True.
Not costume.
Yeah.
Armor.
Yeah. 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 Armor. He does it in his home. He does it in his home. Jarvis is in his workshop too, but it does also work with
out in the open, and everybody's going to hear it.
It does work with Bluetooth. So
you know these people are not going to use Bluetooth.
I know. Listen,
they're going to do it out loud.
You're going to have everybody. Obnoxious people. There is no doubt about it. But
I mean, anytime we release technology, people, lowest common denominator, can I use this in the most annoying way? Like, I hate speakerphones now.
Oh, man.
Because so people many are people them. Are on oh, speakerphones yeah. in oh, public. Like, I don't need to hear your call.
I don't want to know.
I didn't need to hear your side of the conversation. I definitely don't need to hear both sides.
What you really need to do is listen out really carefully. Next time someone's on the speakerphone, listen for the person's name that they're talking to. And then when they say something like, hey, what did Danny say? What was that? just to really mess with them.
I thought you were going to say, just join in the conversation. Well, just walk up to them like, what are you guys talking about? Oh, I've got an opinion about that.
Yeah. I think this is the next step in a screenless device, no need for a phone, more like AI more directly integrated into your lifestyle than what we have right now. And so, like, the same way that, you know, we now have a computer that sits in our pocket rather than sitting in a huge thing on a desk, right?
Right.
Like, this to me feels like the next iteration, like that sort of a move, but it's very, very preliminary.
I just worry about how is this making us dumber? Right?
Like, well, it is. Like, I mean,
more and more
is,
on technology that and not using our brains for
stuff. But the question becomes, to what degree, right? So, like, right now, for example, you know, when you and I were kids, we could list off probably 50 phone numbers that we'd memorize. Now I can list off like three, right? But does my lack of knowing those phone numbers make me dumber, or does it free up sort of, for lack of a better term, processing power to use my brain creatively in other ways and use my memory in other ways that I deem valuable, right? And so I think AI that argument is the same thing.
I think that argument is good if people are using that extra space for
and they may not things. Be.
I don't know if that's the case.
And the reality is that AI might allow a degree of laziness in the beginning. I think it probably does at this moment allow a degree of laziness for people that at some point, you know, it's supplementing so much that laziness can no longer exist because the whole level has risen up. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. I'm a fan of this. I won't be buying it, but if I had an extra $1,000 for absolutely no reason to spend, I would probably consider it.
Well, talking about somebody who's not being lazy, Buc-ee's and Mercedes-Benz are partnering to add high-speed chargers.
I mean, dude. Buc-ee's is like the Mercedes-Benz of gas stations. So, like, this works out. Like, this works out really well.
Is it, though?
Listen.
Is it the Mercedes-Benz?
If you have ever walked into a Buc-ee's and seen how clean their bathrooms are, I'm telling you right now, they're the Mercedes-Benz of bathrooms, not just the Mercedes-Benz of gas stations. Like, they got good food. Like, I was, last night, we were talking, I'm eating chocolate-covered cashews from Buc-ee's, and it's not weird to me that a gas station logo is on my chocolate-covered cashews. Like, that seems totally normal, which, I mean, I would never eat chocolate-covered cashews from any other gas, like Chevron chocolate-covered cashews? No. No, thank you. That sounds terrifying. But Buc-ee's? Oh, man, all day long. So I'll wear the t-shirts, the whole thing, man. They're like, it's a whole different game out there. So,
Anyway. It's funny. Like, every time I drive by a Buc-ee's, and we don't, I think we've got one here in Georgia.
I think there's at least two. There's one up north too.
Is there two? Okay.
Yeah.
But every time I drive by one, man, these places are massive.
Oh, like, listeners, if you've never seen a Buc-ee's, imagine a Quick Trip, which a Quick Trip is an unusually large gas station, right? Imagine a Quick Trip. Now multiply that by about five, like five times the number of pumps, five times the store volume, five times the bathroom size, five to 10 times the bathroom. I mean, it is wild. Like, it's like walking into a Buc-ee's, the actual building is like walking into a half-size Walmart with all the stuff. They sell grills there. Grills! And you're going to a gas station. So, they sell grills.
I mean, this, I got to say, just talking about this news itself, it's a really interesting move because I've thought about this, and I think we've talked about this before, is that there are definitely too many gas stations. And I wrote an article about this a long time ago when we had like the pipeline issue and there was reduced gas available and there were still no lines at gas stations because there was no shortage of gas stations. There's still plenty of gas. There's too many gas stations. And that's why there's no lines at gas stations waiting for gas, except for Costco. And I don't really understand that and why people are waiting in.
Because it's cheaper, you know, man. 15. You save some cents.
30 minutes for like 2 cents? Like,
ain't, no, ain't nobody say waiting 30 minutes, man. At least I'm not. But yeah, okay. I got you.
Yeah, some people wait that long. But what's interesting to me about this is, you know, in thinking about that, like I view like so many gas stations are going to go away over time because, you know, electric, you don't need those. And I think this is an interesting move by Buc-ee's because I still think that a lot of gas stations are going to go away because you're not going to have a reason to go there because you can charge up at home.
Yep.
So you're not going to need to go to the gas station, but Buc-ee's is positioned in a different way in that it's really about people traveling long distances and there's so much more with them. So,
well, and it becomes a destination, right? Buc-ee's is a destination on the way to your desk. Like when we're traveling, we will intentionally go to Buc-ee's to then go to our next spot, like regularly. So it's, So it's smart.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you there, by the way. I was just excited. So, all right.
No, you're good.
next segment. Google will delete millions of Gmail accounts next month. Here's what you need to know. I think the main thing you need to know is as long as you're active, you're good, right? Isn't that the
pretty
main
much, thing? Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, be active on Gmail. Log in.
But this makes sense. I mean, they've public service, you know, been around for, I don't know, what is it, 20 years Gmail has been around now?
You gotta start deleting old accounts,
There's probably a lot of accounts, and their concern is security. These accounts getting compromised and then being used for spam and things like that. And it's like, that makes sense. So just make sure if you've got a Gmail account that you still want, that you've logged in and everything's good.
Yep.
In other Google news, Google sues scammers that allegedly released a malware-filled Bard knockoff. Hey, here's the thing. Maybe you should not download apps that are not made by the company that makes the thing, because if it's by somebody else, it's probably malware.
This cracked me up too, because it's like, wait, hold on. Bard is entirely cloud-based. There is nothing to download.
Nope.
Why would anybody assume that a beta version of Bard would be something you would download? Like, that doesn't make any sense at all. Like, that's...
It's because they're relying on their phones to be their brains, and they don't think, and then there you go. That's why. That's exactly my point. You just proved my point, Adam.
Yeah, I do that. I try. That's one of my goals on the show, actually.
So, is to prove my point.
Yeah, to prove point. Yeah, that's my
goal. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing company brings iMessage Blue Bubbles to Android. I don't even understand what I just read, and you're the one that tagged this article last minute, so you're going to have to tell me what's going on, because I don't understand what's happening right now. So
we've talked about the Nothing company, the Nothing phone. So this is the Nothing phone 2, so it's twice as nothing as the first one? I don't know.
Yeah, it's double nothing.
They are releasing nothing. Yeah, isn't that infinite or unknown?
Undefined. It's undefined, right?
Undefined? Yeah, that's what it is. Yes, listeners, you've moved from Tech Talk Y'all to Math Talk Y'all.
Nerd Talk Y'all.
Math Talk Y'all, hosted by two people that don't know math that well anymore.
What's the best is the fact that I'm the one that went undefined and you went infinite, and like you're way better at math than I am. So
I know. Right, see, that's how long it's been. I've been relying on my phone to do things for me, and I've forgotten all the things. So they're releasing a new app called Nothing Chats. Because it's, you know, obviously that's confusing and that's a great name to use then.
Yeah.
And it will interoperate with iMessage. So, when people complain at you because you've turned their messages green or something, I don't even know because I don't have Apple stuff, but for some reason, Apple users get upset by it being green instead of blue. And those are just two primary colors, which I don't really understand what the issue is here, but
they're apparently using some other color. That'd be one thing. I mean, but come on. They're both primary colors, man.
I mean, just red, green, blue. Those are the three colors you use for displays.
It's a status thing for shaming people, is really what it is. Like, it becomes, for whatever reason, it's a status thing. It's the dumbest thing ever. I don't understand it. Whatever.
And by the way, I know green is not a primary color. It's yellow and blue together. Those are green.
Yeah,
but still, you know, just kind of go.
That was also funny.
Don't write us nasty messages because I don't know what green
is. I'm going to write you nasty messages later.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you do that anyway. So that's
from my Gmail account that I haven't logged into in 20 years.
So yeah, they're releasing this, and you can be a part of, and you don't have to have an Apple device to set this up. You can just have the Nothing phone. You can set it all up, and you'll have blue or black or purple or whatever color bubbles you want after that. They do mention in here that Beeper, which is an app that I've mentioned before, also interoperates with iMessage. I will be honest, I have Beeper. I have not set this up because I don't really care about the color of the bubbles for you Apple users. So, yeah.
Time for the Weird and Wacky segment.
Abominable Snowman.
He's not an expert.
One of the TAs turned out to be a bot.
All right. First up in Weird and Wacky, this was kind of amazing to watch. Watch a group of Hot Wheels toy cars zoom down an empty water slide. I watched like almost the whole video, and it's just like over and over and over again.
I watched all of it.
Yeah, this Hot Wheels car with like a GoPro strapped to the top, like racing down this gigantic water slide, like going way up the embankments and passing other cars and crashing into them and flipping around backwards. And it was glorious. It was absolutely amazing.
So these are not motorized Hot Wheels cars. These are the regular Hot Wheels cars that I grew up with.
Yeah, yeah. Like
just at the top
cars,
of the slide.
Yeah.
And they do multiple shots of this. And the first, it's like, you know, maybe it's 8 or 10 cars. And then the next one, it's more and more and then more at the end. And then they do a night shot. They've got lights on all these cars.
Oh, I didn't do the, night shot. I didn't get to that. I got to go look now. Oh, okay.
You got to go through the whole thing. Man. Yeah, it is impressive. I watched the whole thing. And I have such nostalgia for Hot Wheels cars. I had so many growing up. Same. I think they are all gone. I don't have any of them.
Did you ever have those ones that it had the bumper that flipped over? And so like you'd have it like it'd be normal, and then you'd crash it into something and the bumper would flip and it would look like it's crashed, like it was a wrecked Hot Wheel.
Oh yeah. I don't know if I had any of those, but I had some of the ones where the doors actually opened.
Oh yeah,
tiny doors.
Yeah, yeah. Or do you ever have the hypercolor ones that would change color and like water?
Oh yeah.
Those were cool. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So
of course, when you do that though, then it starts rusting the metal parts.
Oh yeah. So yeah. It wasn't really well planned, but that's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Something else, that was apparently not well planned. The hijacking of $339,000 worth of rare Japanese Kit Kats.
Ooh, man.
Yeah. So many things here. So listeners that have been with us for a very long time.
You'd have to go back a long way to know this. Yeah.
I don't even know what episode. Do you know what episode number
we were still recording in Prototype Prime. So this would have been like in the first 100 episodes for sure. If not, maybe in the first 50.
4 or 5 years ago now at this point. So Adam and I actually, we bought some special Japanese Kit Kats, and we did an on-air taste testing of each one of them. We tasted them and we gave our feedback. It amused us. I don't know if it amused any of you guys.
It definitely amused. I don't think we got any feedback at all from. But it was like green tea. Like imagine eating a green tea Kit Kat and then trying to express that in an audio format. Like it was so great.
So there were so many interesting things in this. So basically there is a company here in the US that imports these Kit Kats and I think other Japanese products and distributes them to people that have like this box. But then the article was so interesting. Like they talked through kind of the whole thing of how this happened and it got on these trucks and there was some kind of scam, but I don't really understand how they were making money in this whole thing. There was one question here about like why do they have so many different types of Kit Kat in Japan? Yeah. And it's over 300. I think they said something like 300 different variations or something like that.
Yeah.
And I never really understood why it was that Japan is so different. So apparently the convenience stores there are required to carry new products every few weeks. And so as a function of this, Kit Kat makes different like products.
That's so smart. Regularly. They can just rotate them out.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I'm like, and I've been to Japan. I'm like, that's why those convenience stores are so popular. Because I remember, and this was a long time ago. This was like, this was almost 30 years ago now. Yeah. It was in the late 90s. But convenience stores then were very popular. And you could get your like manga comics there and you'd see people reading them all the time on the subway. But there's like just a bunch of other stuff. I never spent any time in the convenience stores, but now I was like, I get it because things are always different And so it's not like, oh, I'm just going to go to the convenience store and get my same usual thing. You actually got to spend time there looking and finding and figuring out what's new here. And do you want to try it out? So,
related to this story, which is what was crazy, is that apparently some scammer, this guy was working with a shipping company to ship like this huge container full of Kit Kats over here. And somehow scammers got in and did like a middleman attack and pretended to be the shipper. And somehow, like, he wasn't even dealing with the shipping company. So I didn't understand the whole thing. And anyway, he ended up finding the Kit Kats, but not paying the scammer. It was the weirdest story. It was very long and very convoluted.
It is a very long story, but apparently a site, that they use. It's like a Craigslist for freight, and people post on there, for jobs. And this person said they were with some trucking company, but they weren't really, but they did pick up the goods, and then they delivered it to another facility that had cold storage
in California.
And their shipment got split into two, and one got dropped off at a place, and they were able to retrieve it. They were like, that's mine, it's stolen. And they were able to pay the money and then get it shipped properly to them. But the other portion, they were like, it was at a place, and they were like, well, you got to prove that it's yours. And you also owe us for all this storage time. And there was no way to prove that it was theirs. And it was in limbo. So these Kit Kat, there's a storage facility out there that probably has like $170,000 worth of Kit Kats that, if you can prove that somehow they're yours,
you
can have a field day of Kit Kats. Yeah.
All right. Last up in Weird and Wacky, Wisconsin couple has tens of thousands of old phones and nobody to buy them. And so they've got on their property, they have, I think, 30 some odd tractor trailers full of phones. Crazy. There's a warehouse full of phones. Just watching the video and looking at the photos, it's like, I mean, they've got like the old phones where, you know, you take off the thing and you put your earpiece up and you have to lean in, you know, to the what would have been the mic back then. They've got ones that hang on the wall. I mean, like, rotary phones, the candlestick ones. Yeah. I mean, like real old school there. I mean, it's wild, but like, I mean, there's just not a market for, there's some collectors here and there, but like, come on, there's no market for these anymore. They're going to have to figure out something unique to do with them and put them on Etsy or something crazy like that. You know, like that's what they're going to need. They need some creatives.
Yeah. Move that stuff. I went and looked at their website. Oh man, this is like a website from when the web started, type of website.
No, that does not.
It is rough going, and it's hard to navigate. I saw what the problems are here, because you go in there, and I was like, okay, let me look at the payphones, because that's interesting to look at.
Yeah, right.
I think almost all of them were sold out. I'm like, well, why is this listing still here? It just makes me feel bad that I wasn't here early enough to buy the payphone.
You missed on the payphones.
Yeah. That I missed out. You're just rubbing it in at this point, instead of being like, this is what we've got.
Yeah.
Pick one of these. Right. So people are like, I don't understand. And look, it's not their fault. They're in their 80s.
Right.
They remember when the web started and this, but we have progressed since then.
And they've got like three kids, and the kids like don't want the business. And I'm thinking, yeah, they don't want the business. Like, they're going to inherit that. Like, can you imagine being the person that inherits that?
One way
that?
Or another, like, you're inheriting this.
Like, oh my, like just the expense of getting rid of all of that stuff. I mean, it's going to be a nightmare. Like, I don't want to think about it.
Yeah. I don't know how they're going to deal with it. Tech wreck, tech wreck, time to get your tech wreck. Tech, 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 tech wreck. Chicky, chicky. Tech wreck, time to get your tech wreck. All right, Adam, it's tech wreck time. What do you have for us this week?
All right, I'm going to recommend an AI meeting tool called Dive. The website is letsdive.io, because, you know, IO is like the hot domain, whatever thing these days. it just is for software. So Dive is, I mean, it joins any of your meetings. So, you know, Microsoft Teams or Zoom or whatever else, and it records audio and video.
So you're not lonely? So you have somebody to talk to?
Yes, you're not lonely. Yeah, it records audio and video. And then at the end of the meeting, it summarizes it, and it gives you action steps for like who committed to doing what. And it even says so-and-so is going to do this, and has like a little checkbox next to it. And then it emails out that summary to everybody that was at the meeting. And so you can go back and look at summaries. You can take your own notes inside of it. You can create agendas ahead of time inside of it and share those agendas with other people. But I'll tell you right now, my very favorite thing to do, because this is becoming more popular. I've tried out Fireflies. It was just okay. I like Dive better. But my favorite thing to do is to get into a Zoom meeting early. And then one of these AI softwares gets in there early. And then I just say weird stuff that it records until somebody else comes in. And I just really hope somebody's going to go read the transcript. Like, why was Adam talking about purple ballerina elephants for, you know, like, I don't know. He just was like, just so I hope that someone
will. Or they'll be like, this AI thing doesn't work. Look at what it's saying. This is wrong.
No one would talk about that. That's insane. So that's my recommendation. It's very good. It's actually pretty cheap too. So it's worth checking out.
You've been all in on the AI stuff. You can't get the humane pin. So you're doing the dive thing.
I'm going all in. All in. All right, Sanjay, what do you have for us today?
So in case you want to hear your AI thing a little bit better, I've got a speaker system for you. I've been on the hunt for a new speaker system for the computer.
Okay.
I had one that was probably, 20 years old. Like the white plastic on it was yellow, super yellow. It's been around for a very long time.
Okay.
So I have picked the Logitech Z533 2.1 multimedia speaker system. Okay. And here's why I like it. I was looking at a bunch of theirs, and apparently the new hot thing for these speaker systems is to have a knob that sits on your desktop that controls the volume and turns it on and off, and the bass as well. So a couple of the Logitech systems have actually a wireless mouse, a wireless knob. And I kind of like that because it didn't have a wire. But reading the reviews, it was like, sometimes it's not connected and doesn't control it and this, that, and the other. I was like, okay, I'm going to go with the wire because it always works. It is connected. Right. So the bass out of this thing is solid. It's got a subwoofer. It's got two really nice looking speakers, but the sound is really, really good quality.
Okay.
And so I'm enjoying it. The other thing that this has is the little dial thing for the volume has actually a headphone jack in it as well.
Oh yeah.
You can actually plug your headphones in there as well. And, it works really, really well. I'm actually enjoying it quite a bit. So. Listening to my tunes again while I work. So there you go. The Logitech Z533.
Couple of comments. Number one, so my wife's in nursing school, and she was telling me that having earbuds in your ears all the time begins to degrade your hearing, even if you're not listening very loud, because of the direct sound input into your ear canal. And she's like, so when you're listening to music in your office, you need to not do it on earbuds. And I'm like, well, okay, I'm down with that, but I got to get some decent speakers because, man, this ain't going to work otherwise. So I started looking. So I love these. What I the only thing I wish it had in addition to this is because I want to plug it into my computer because I don't want to have to do that whole like pairing Bluetooth crap every time and did it pair and is it on the right network, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to do any of that. But I do wish there was a Bluetooth option for this where I could like hop on my phone, power up the speaker system and play it, and there's not. That's the only downside I see to this. But I love like the headphone jack into it for stuff like this. Love the volume right at my fingertips. Like all that is great. So I think I'm going to end up buying this in the near future, or I might, you know, wait until after the holidays in case somebody wants to give me a gift. Hint, hint for people that aren't listening to this podcast. but that's kind of my plan. So
I will say some of the other Logitech ones that are a little bit more than this do have that Bluetooth capability as well, where you can kind of connect up and do those kinds of things. But for me, like most of the time,
when you say a little bit more than this, how much is a little bit more? That's what I need to know.
I don't know. I mean, I think it tends to be quite a bit more.
You
know?
Okay. All right. I'll take a look.
Yeah. But for me, I listen to Spotify generally. And so I've got Spotify on my computer. I've got it on my phone. And Spotify is actually such a great app. I don't know if we've talked about this before, but even if it's playing on my computer, I can control it from my phone.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though I started on my, I mean, that's and true. It's so well done.
And I hadn't actually thought of it that way. So that's true. Cause I'm usually playing Spotify. So I could just control it from my phone through my computer, through the system. And that's fine. And I'm not like going to move it to another room. That's a big pain that I'm never going to do anyway. So that works out.
Right. Right. Cool. Exactly. So I think this might solve all your problems right there.
I like it. All right, Sanjay, how can our listeners find and connect with you?
They can find me at sanjayparekh.com, or if you happen to be a part of one of my Together Letter groups, you can find me there typing up stuff, because that's all the rage nowadays. People are signing up left and right for Together Letters.
They are.
You should too. Yeah.
Yep.
What about you, Adam? Where can we find you?
AdamJWalker.com. And pretty soon I'm going to start posting a lot more on LinkedIn. So if you're not following me on LinkedIn, it might be time to look me up. Look for the fedora. That's how you'll know it's me.
Is that your username on LinkedIn? The Fedora?
It totally should be. The Fedora. What kind of, like, that's such a good gangster name. You know, like.
The Fedora.
The Fedora's coming. Ooh.